Jonah 2, 1 and 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. It's hard to think of a more desperate place to pray from. Jonah was left with no other option. He certainly couldn't deliver himself from such a predicament. Many of us also wait until the last possible moment to pray. We even have a name for it, rock bottom. This is where disobedient Jonah finds himself, running from God, cast into the sea, and now in the belly of a fish. In these circumstances, men are more likely to admit only God can help. When we've come to the end of our own intelligence and our own fleshly power, we look to the Almighty. The wonderful news is that He hears, even from the belly of a fish, and He delivers, even in the midst of the sea. This might be the right time for us to cry unto Him. Jonah 2, 1 and 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice.